Well, it's not just Europe that's in the grip of unusually high temperatures. Japan is experiencing a record-breaking heat wave, which officials say contributed to the death of 65 people last week. More than 30,000 people were admitted to hospital suffering from heat exhaustion. Rupert Wingfield-Hayes reports.
For more than 2 weeks now, the sun has burned down on Japan from a cloudless sky with barely a waft of wind. Outside the Imperial Palace in Tokyo, the heat shimmer tells its own story. Here, the tourists are sweltering in only 37 degrees today.
China is hot now, but compared between Tokyo and China, Tokyo is hotter.
A little further north in the city of Kumagaya, it is considerably hotter. The thermometer here hit 41.1 degrees on Monday, the highest ever recorded anywhere in Japan. The heat is not just uncomfortable, it is now extremely dangerous. At Tokyo's emergency dispatch centre, the calls are coming thick and fast. The ambulance crews are struggling to keep up, as across Japan, more than 30,000 people have now been hospitalised with heat stroke or heat exhaustion. The elderly are most at risk. More than half of the deaths reported so far have been people over 65. In the ancient capital, Kyoto, the summer festivals are underway. Here it has been 38 degrees or more for a solid week, another record. All of this is being caused by a huge high-pressure dome that is sitting over the top of Japan and Korea. For the last 2 weeks, it has refused to budge. The bad news is it could be here for another two. Rupert Wingfield-Hayes, BBC News, in Tokyo.
Well, I'm joined from Tokyo by Malcolm Foster, Deputy Bureau Chief for Reuters. Malcolm, I know you've experienced the heat for yourself, still are, and you've been out and about looking at how people are coping with it.
Yeah, Japan does have hot and muggy summers, but this is particularly hot and humid. It feels like a sauna outside, and people are trying to stay cool when they have to go outside, basically covering themselves and using parasols, umbrellas, splashing themselves with water. But the government is saying, stay indoors as much as you can, and make sure you hydrate, take lots of salt, and don't go outside unless you have to.
There are some more extraordinary methods of coping with this. Tell us about that. Aren't there special suits you can get now that are supposed to cool you down?
There are, yeah. I mean, those are highly unusual. Yes, some companies have started marketing suits with fans that keep you cool. Most people don't use this, kind of an odd item. But yes, why not take advantage of the heat to think of a new way to sell something?
What's the Japanese government doing? In the longer term, I suppose it has to think about, you know, what if these summers continue? And it's got the games coming up, hasn't it?
That's exactly right. Today marks exactly 2 years from when the games open in Tokyo in 2020. And what if we were to have a summer like this then? That has a lot of people worried, and the Tokyo government and the 2020 organizers are trying to come up with different heat-countering measures. And one thing they've already started to do is line the marathon course and many other major roads with kind of a reflective surface that will reduce the temperature of the road surface. They're also planning to install big tents and cooling fans in areas where spectators have to wait outside, and they may are considering putting in misting machines to keep people cool. But that is a big topic of discussion right now, and many people are concerned about that.
That's planning for the future. But just a final thought, Malcolm, about what you're dealing with now. It must be quite a strain on hospitals, on the ambulance service, even in a city and a country as well developed as Japan.
Yes, it is. It is. We've seen a lot of old people. Japan is a rapidly aging country, and most of the people that are suffering from heat stroke and dying of the heat are old. And it has put a strain on the emergency services, the hospitals. We've seen thousands of people going in with heat-related ailments. So, yes, that's definitely a problem.
Malcolm Foster, thank you very much for being with us today. Thank you.
Welcome.